Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 21st, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, 1887 Play. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for diving deep into fascinating topics explored through the lens of Wikipedia articles. I'm Alloy, and today we're unraveling the allure of a theatrical adaptation that delves into the duality of human nature. Yes, we're talking about the 1887 play, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So sit back, relax, and get ready to explore the complexities of this classic tale. Before we get started, let's set the scene. The play is adapted from Robert Louis Stevenson's 1886 novella, Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The core of the story is the exploration of the dualities within human beings, the clash between good and evil, civility and savagery, and how these elements coexist within us. Now, what makes this play particularly intriguing is how it translates these themes from the written page to the stage. The lead roles of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are typically portrayed by the same actor, utilizing theatrical techniques to embody the stark contrast between Jekyll's civilized self and Hyde's brutal persona. Jekyll is a respected doctor who concocts a potion to separate his good persona from his bad, inadvertently releasing his darker side, Hyde, who embarks on a reign of terror in the 19th century streets of London. Let's take a moment to ponder. If you had the chance, would you take a potion to separate your good self from your bad self, knowing that chaos might ensue? One of our most prominent anecdotes from the play's history involves actor Richard Mansfield's portrayal of Jekyll and Hyde. His transformation scenes were so convincing, they reportedly sparked rumors of real-life connections to the notorious Jack the Ripper, adding a layer of notoriety to his performance and the overall play. The theater became a place not only for entertainment, but also for social reflection and sometimes controversy. Isn't it fascinating how a performance could leave such an indelible impression, so much so that it mingled with public narrative and urban legends? As we analyze the play's creative interpretation, think about the societal implications during the late 19th century, a period marked by the Victorian moral landscape and rapid industrialization. People then were intrigued and perhaps frightened by the idea that beneath every polished, civilized exterior could lurk something entirely different. This play taps into that fundamental fear and curiosity, pushing audiences to confront the complexities of their identities. How do you think societal values during that era influenced the reception of this play? And further, what does it say about our society today that the story continues to resonate? Throughout its history, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde has seen numerous adaptations, but the 1887 play stands out for its evocative dramatization. For the Victorian audience, it provided a vivid, sometimes haunting reflection of their own lives and communities. It's like stepping into a mirror and confronting the aspect you never show the world. Now, consider how modern interpretations or adaptations might alter the characters to examine contemporary ethics or psychological inquiries. Could this story reflect our own ongoing struggles with identity in an era dominated by digital profiles and virtual avatars? The ongoing legacy of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde links us to a past that continues to echo in meaningful ways. Engagement with such texts urges us to delve deeper into what shapes human behavior. It encourages a dialogue not just with the narratives of the past, but also with our present self-understanding. In what ways do you think drama and theater can further the conversation around identity and duality? And how might engaging with such stories today help us grapple with our own conflicts and contradictions? So as we wrap up our exploration into the 1887 play adaptation of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I hope this brief journey into the past provokes thought and ignites a curiosity about the inner workings of identity, both our own and those we perceive in others. Maybe it inspires you to delve into the well-known tale's original writings, or perhaps you'll seek out a contemporary adaptation to experience how different eras interpret age-old themes. Thank you for joining us on this literary exploration of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Remember, each story offers more than meets the eye. So take a moment to revisit these narratives and consider how they apply to the world around you. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep exploring, and let's continue to uncover the fascinating layers of history and literature together.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, 1887 play. Thanks for listening. See you next time.